From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States is marking the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks on Friday with a series of observances to remember that horrifying day. President Barack Obama, along with his wife and White House staff, observed a public moment of silence Friday morning on the White House lawn. In New York, families of the victims gathered for a tolling of bells and the reading of the names of those killed in the terrorist attack. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and other officials joined in remembrances for the victims' relatives and Pentagon employees. Also, there was a moment of silence at 10:03 a.m. when one of the planes crashed into a field in Shanksville in western Pennsylvania before reaching its likely target of Washington, D.C. In all, nearly 3,000 people were killed when al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four commercial airplanes in coordinated suicide attacks. Four European Union member nations rejected an EU plan to distribute 160,000 migrants among all EU nations. Foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia met in Prague Friday with the foreign ministers of Germany and Luxembourg, seemingly so the two Western European nations could convince their less wealthy Eastern cohorts to accept the deal. A bomb exploded Friday in a camp for displaced people, displaced by Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency, killing at least seven people and wounding 20 others. An official says this is the first ever attack on a Nigerian IDP camp. Malkohi camp was one of several in the Yola area that housed people fleeing the Islamist Boko Haram insurgency, which has ravaged three northeastern states and forced 2.1 million people to move elsewhere in the country. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says a shaky ceasefire with Russia-backed rebels has, for the first time, held completely for a 24-hour period since fighting broke out. He warned, however, that rebel-held elections would scupper the deal, called for sustained international pressure on Russia. VOA's Daniel Scherf reports from Moscow.
President Poroshenko said his cautious optimism for a lasting ceasefire was strengthened this week after a phone call with the presidents of France, Germany, and Russia. Speaking at the annual Yalta European Strategy meeting Friday, the president noted a renewed ceasefire effort from September 1st seemed to be holding.
The ceasefire, I want to declare that today is the first day for 1.5 years that during 24 hours, we do not have one single shelter.
Russia's Interfax news agency quoted a Kremlin aide on Friday as saying an extension was possible if all parties agreed. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
The Cuban government says it will pardon and release more than 3,500 prisoners to mark Pope Francis' visit to the island this month, the largest amnesty since the 1959 revolution led by Fidel Castro that established communist rule in Cuba. An announcement by the Council of State in Havana Friday did not indicate whether any of those being freed are considered political prisoners by Cuban and international human rights organizations. The decree takes effect and the prisoners should be released within 72 hours, state-run media said. Officials in Burundi say the head of the army has survived an assassination attempt in the capital, Bujumbura. A witness and a police source say men in military fatigues fired on General Prime Niyongabo as he traveled in a convoy Friday. The general is reportedly unharmed. French news agency reports seven people were killed in the clash, including four bodyguards, two attackers, and a female police officer. An Indian court has convicted 12 people in connection with a serial blast that ripped through seven trains within minutes 9 years ago in Mumbai. The rush hour explosions in the packed first-class compartments of evening commuter trains killed at least 188 people and wounded more than 800 others in July 2006. Jailed Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez was sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison Thursday. He was charged with public incitement, property damage, and criminal conspiracy following opposition-led protests last year that turned deadly when state forces clashed with demonstrators, killing dozens of people. The U.S.-trained economist was sentenced to 13 years and 9 months for inciting violence against the government of President Nicolas Maduro in an attempt to force the president out of office. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.